Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Playlists and Plotlines podcast. If you're new here, I'm Allie.
And I'm Ari.
Today, we have a very special day at Playlists and Plotlines. Wait, before we start this, I need to make an announcement.
Hello?
This next week's episode will be the last episode in my current setup. You guys can't see it right now, but this whole room is, when I say packed full of the stuff I'm bringing to college, I'm not kidding.
You're so much better than me, because I literally did not pack until I kid you, like, a week before I left. And it's going to be the same thing this time. I have nothing packed. I mean, I do, because I didn't unpack.
When I say I have, it's not even, like, because I bought a lot of, like, stuff at IKEA, and it just, like, came in these really big bags. So, like,
me for real
though. I just kind of all put it back in bag, but like I still have, I haven't packed any of my clothes. I haven't packed anything like
yeah,
that.
I need to get on my Zoom.
Basically that. I just like shoved everything in here that I bought in a pile.
Real I got okay. Some posters. That's exciting news. I got 3 posters this week.
I'm bringing this with me.
Period.
Posters, I learned, well, actually, I found this new trick where you can get posters on FedEx.com. Like, you can make posters. And they're really cheap. But posters on, like, Redbubble and Etsy, bro, they're expensive. They're, like,
okay,
20 bucks.
Here's the thing, Ellie Bay, is this is boring AF. But yesterday I went to Walmart. Today I went to Target, because literally all I do is I shop.
Like, oh, my Walmart has two Strawberry Shortcake posters, and every time I see them, I think about you. I'm like, Ari would love it.
I almost bought a Strawberry Shortcake one yesterday, actually, but I got a Hello Kitty one. It's different than the one I had last year. It's not goth Hello Kitty. It's, like, normal Hello Kitty. And then I got
I forgot
Spider-Man
about your goth Hello Kitty.
I almost rebought it, but then I bought the Spider-Man. I bought a Spider-Man poster, and it's also low-key dark. So I was like, I don't want both of those. And then today I got a Caitlin Clark poster from Target. Because why not, okay? And also, I was so mad. Okay, here's the thing, guys. Okay, so this is part of our new segment, technically. But Renee put out an album this week, Renee Rapp. And I bought, okay, this is how psychotic I was. So this morning I was like, oh wait, I should go see if Target has it. And so I asked my mom, I was like, could we go to Target today? And she's like, yeah, we can go later. And then I looked and there was like 3 left of both the vinyl and the CD. And I was like, mom, can we go now? And she's like, no, you should just order it like on the app and we'll pick it up and then we'll go in and like shop around. So it's like, okay. So I got it. Because I really needed it. And she was like, I don't want to rush. I was like, okay, period. Fine. But anyways, so I opened it up and it said it came with a poster. Bro, the poster is like, you know how in the, there's like that cover in the front of the CD. It usually has like the album cover and then like some lyrics.
Yes, that's the poster.
Yes. Use it. And I was like, Renee, baby, like, what are you doing? Like, I was so pissed. I'm like, no, I can't see your, like, your face in the front of the cover, or I have to have it in my wall. Like, I'm just going to take it. Like, shout out Sabrina and Billy for actually giving out posters with their vinyl. And I don't know if the vinyl is the same thing or if the vinyl actually comes with the poster, but I'm low-key pissed if that is the case, because why would you do that to me, Renee? But it's fine.
But also, I have to go get some pictures printed anyway for my dorm room, for my corkboard. And if you were curious, I will be adding to my photo wall. I know you guys can't see it, but it makes me happy. So
I love it. I think it's so cute. I think it's so cute. I definitely think it should. I don't know where I'm potting from. Guys, I don't know where I'm potting from. It might be in the basement like it was last year, or it could be in my room, all depending on, like, various things. But I will definitely be. I'm excited. Guys, I'm wearing school merch today. UWM. Period. Anyways, yeah, we should get into the news. News of the week. Bro!
Wait, that wasn't breaking news.
I mean, it's cute, but like...
Here. Oh. Ah, no! Ad! It was on! Why?
Bro, tell me why.
Okay. We actually made a list of news topics for this week.
Well, by we, I mean Allie.
But I did it because I always forget things I want to report on.
That's fair. You know what? Honestly, shout out you for that because you ate. You ate with that.
Okay. Drum roll. Now, this is actually breaking news. ABC has blessed us. They have changed the premiere dates for our fall lineup. Everyone, give a round of applause to the executives at ABC.
Thank you. We were going to get really fucking bored. Woo! Like, girl, okay. I'm already bored. Like, okay, so today I was scrolling on TikTok. And, okay, you've seen Pitch Perfect, right, Allie?
Yes.
Do you know who Brittany Snow is? She plays Chloe.
Actress.
Yes.
No, I don't know any. I only know Anna Kendrick and Rebel's names, if I'm going to be so honest.
Here, I'm pulling up Brittany. Because it's important. Pinterest.
I also...
Brittany, where are you, Brittany?
I also haven't watched Pitch Perfect in, like, Brittany. Maybe 8 years. So I don't...
I've watched it... Well, Allie knows one time when I watched it. I was in the hospital.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Throwback. Yeah, that's her. She's blonde now, but...
Oh, she like the main girl?
Yeah, Chloe.
Okay. Chloe. Now I know who you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, so Brittany, she's in a new show, and it's called Hunting Wives, and it's on Netflix, and it's gay.
My parents are watching that.
And they're in for a trip, because I've seen some clips, Allie Bay.
They're watching it right now.
Okay. But yeah, I've been debating watching it because I'm just so bored. And I'm like, I was watching Harley Quinn, but I got sick of that.
Okay, guys, I haven't watched the summer.
And I still told Allie I'd watch 911. I just haven't gotten on my Zoom.
I have been watching The Summer I Turned Pretty. And
period! Oh my god, I forgot you were doing that. And I forgot I said I was going to watch that too. Guys, someone help me decide what show to watch first.
911.
Okay,
I did it. Okay, here's the thing. I have watched two full shows since Ari told me that they would watch 911.
I'm sorry. Okay, it's bad. It's bad, guys. I just scroll on TikTok.
Ari, what's so funny is Ari started Criminal Minds going, Allie wanted me to watch 911, and then turns on Criminal Minds.
Yeah, I do that. Guys, Criminal Minds, I love it though. So, like, don't hate until you try it.
I'm not hating. I just think it's funny.
But, like, I don't know. What do I even watch? I watch Criminal Minds, and then I watch cop body cam footage.
Oh my god.
On YouTube. I could
see. I've watched those clips on TikTok. Those things are addicting.
They are! I'm sorry, it's like the car crashes. Have you watched the car crashes?
Yes! Yes!
Dez loves those. Weekly Dez shout out. But Dez loves those. Like, she literally, like, we'll be on FaceTime and she'll just, like, turn them on. I'm like, okay, period. Because, like, low-key, I watch them too. Like, they're fun. They're addicting. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what to tell y'all. Like,
yeah. Anyway. Here are my thoughts. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the summer intern pretty really
yes, quickly. I would love to hear.
Okay. I loved season one. I really did. I really do. I really did. I like the show.
Love that for you.
I'm in season two, and I'm really having a hard time with it for some reason. And it's not even because, like, the show's necessarily any different. It's just that the episodes are now an hour long and stuff, 45 minutes. And for some reason, that extra 15 minutes really.
That. And, like, what pisses me off is, like, I hate ads. That is part of the reason I have refused. It's part of the reason I am hesitant to watch Haunting Wives, because I would have to watch fucking ads because my parents have Netflix with ads. And it's the same thing with Disney Plus. Whenever we watch Criminal Minds,
I almost pulled out my hair when I was at your house and we had to watch The Rookie with ads.
I'm sorry, because here's the thing. We had Hulu. My grandpa has Hulu. He pays for Hulu without ads. Also, me and Dez also pay for Disney Plus without ads, but I don't want to tell my parents that. So I obviously am just logged into their account on the TV. So I have to watch it. Like, if I'm watching Disney Plus on my phone, it's glorious. Like, I could watch 911 without ads on Hulu and Disney Plus on my phone.
It's not even the fact that...
So, get back into my grandpa's account. So now we have to, the only thing that is not with ads on my TV is HBO Max.
Here's the thing about the ad situation. It wasn't even really the, like, ads. It was more that I was so used to watching The Rookie without ads that it made me.
I'm sorry, really sad. I hate it.
But the summer I turned pretty, there's only like three or four ad breaks during the show. It's not like every like 10 minutes like Disney Plus and Hulu.
Pisses me off. Disney, okay, I will say Netflix is okay with the ad breaks. Some things they don't have ad breaks on at all, which is super nice. Like, I was gonna watch Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? And there was no ad breaks on it. I was like, okay, period. There will be like 3 or 4 ad breaks, which is like, I guess, acceptable. And like a lot of the movies on Netflix don't have ads, which is nice. Because I was watching Atlantis on Friday, yesterday when I was sick. And I was watching it on Disney Plus on the TV because obviously I was sick. I didn't want to pull up my phone. I wanted to sit on the couch. And so, but, like, they're kept being ads in the middle of the movie, and I'm like, this is ruining my movie experience. Like, if this was a show, I get it, but this is ruining my movie experience. Like, pissing me off.
Here's the thing about the summer at Turn Pretty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Overall, I give it 6 out of 10.
Period.
Currently, right now, I'm in this, like, really weird spot of the show where, because, spoiler alert, but I feel like everyone knows this even before you watch
a lot show. Of the stuff I probably know, so
because Conrad and Jer's mom die at the between season one and season two she died and so she died, I guess, during the school year. And so where I'm at right now, it's really weird because they keep shooting to, like, at the beginning of the school year where Belly and Conrad were together because they got together towards the very end of the season, in season one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it, like, we figure out that they break up in, like, the first episode of season two. But it keeps flipping back and forth from, like...
Okay, that gets confusing. Yeah, I get you.
And it's just, like... And then what pissed me off, like, I had to stop the show. Like, I was like, I can't do this anymore. Because the episode I'm on right now, their aunt is trying to sell the beach house.
Yes, I've heard about that.
And you want to know what they were doing while their aunt was trying to sell the beach house?
What? Tell me.
They went to the pier and decided they were going to play laser tag instead of trying to fight with their aunt more.
Me.
like the boys, like, they tried to like get into their trust funds, but their dad wouldn't let them. And, like, the whole reasoning for going to Laser Tag, I guess, makes sense. They took their cousin so, like, they could try to convince their cousin to talk to their mom about, like, keeping the house or whatever. But, like, still, it was annoying. And I had to stop the show. So, last night, I watched New Girl instead. And I'm planning
me.
On doing
this. Yeah.
Because I... Guys, New Girl is also one of my favorite shows. And I don't know how, I just, like, completely blanked on it when I was making my board. There will be a picture of Nick and Jess the next time.
Aww, cute.
I love New Girl.
Okay. I love Supergirl.
Okay, next thing on the news list is very, 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 very exciting. Yes. And... very, very important. Number one. Okay, so if you guys didn't know, Nathan and Alexi went to, was it San Diego Comic Con?
Or I don't know. Probably San Diego. It's typically where Comic Con is.
And they're shooting right now, so I feel like it would have to be San Diego.
It wouldn't be that far. Yeah, San Diego isn't that far from LA. It's like an hour and a half. 2 hours?
Yeah, then it definitely was San Diego. Because there's no way that Alexi could leave for that long in the middle.
No, that is true. And Nathan.
Okay. Well, they went to San Diego Comic-Con this week, just for them. And they had... This wasn't on their panel. They didn't really talk that much on their panel about... I mean, they talked about the rookie, obviously. But, like, they didn't, like, say anything, like... What? I can't believe you said that.
Yeah.
They did show a few clips of the prog footage.
Yes, I saw that. Oh my god.
But it literally was just them walking around in Prague with Monica. Like, it wasn't anything, like...
Period!
I was like, why is it, like...
No, I saw it. I was like, what's going on, guys? Really?
But they had a separate interview, like, on a YouTube channel, and no, yeah. They fed us.
They did.
Well, first off, Alexi talked a little bit about Prague, and I meant to clip, like, the important parts of this interview, so I wouldn't forget exactly what he said. But he talked a little bit about Prague, and... He can't remember, but I think that Monica's storyline might be coming to an end soon.
Good.
From my knowledge.
Let me get her off my...
Here, hold on. I'm going to pull it up, and I'll let him speak for us.
Like, I don't... Okay, I low-key hate her. Like... when I pull it up. Also, guys, my little brother texted me because my brother and my mom and my dad just went to a drive-in movie with my little brother's friends and his parents, and he said, "Mom and Dad want to make sure you do the cat litter." Wow. Such so nice leaving chores for me to do. Anyways. Ooh, sunset and yoga. Ooh. Wait, Alibe, have you listened to Renee's album?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Okay. So far, I like it.
Period. Okay.
I think I've listened to all of it.
There was some, like, this is not me trying to be homophobic because I'm gay. But there was some gay men being like, I don't like it. And I'm like, well, that's because you don't get it. So, like, go cry. Because it's not about men for once, so then they don't
okay, get it. I found it. Thank you, the rookie BTS. This is what...
Yeah! Woo, woo, woo!
See all of your fans today. I know it's going to be an insane day. What are you most excited about for a moment like Comic-Con when you get to be hands-on with these fans and actually hear about the impact that a story like The Rookie has?
Well,
most excited about for a moment like Comic-Con when you on with these fans and act like The Rookie has?
Well, I think you just nailed it right there. That's what I'm so excited about.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, look, Nathan and I are clear. Like, you know, Nathan can't go out, obviously, without people recognizing him and talking to him about the show. That's not the sense, and so I don't really have popularity other than theoretical.
Oh, wait.
So you're saying you've only played Mafia with...
Oh, we also learned that Nathan blackmails the cast of The Rookie to play Mafia with him.
Me! That's giving me. I want to do that with my campers.
I'm curious, are you excited?
Go. Alexi said that there will be a new rookie like in the
there's
next.
There's a dog on me. Sorry, there's an ant.
That's he did me. Say that there was going to be a new rookie.
Ooh, guys. Scared.
He said that it wouldn't be. He said it wouldn't be the rookie without the rookie. Which, yeah.
Wait, is that confirming Miles is like pretty much out of Rookie?
Well, he's in.
He's in short.
So.
But I think he's still like.
I'm trying. Know. Wait, maybe it's on YouTube. I'm trying to find this because it. He said some really important stuff, and I want you guys to be able to hear it.
Like a grown up, but that's when you showed up.
Here. I found it.
I will say in Lanterns, mm-hmm. I dropped more F-bombs than I have.
And so, the sort of task force that's been set up is going to chase them down. And so much nuance to
got some questions going into this season okay. that I'm going to need some answers for. Number one being, where's Oscar?
Where's Oscar? Oscar's at large. The joy of Oscar is you never know where he's going to turn up, but like a bad penny, he always does.
Yeah.
Period.
Well, Monica launches us really in season 8. I mean, the reason we're in Prague is that as part of her immunity deal, she's giving up a few baddies that we can chase down. And so the sort of task force that's been set up is going to chase them down. And so Nolan and Bailey end up going with them.
Oh my God. What was the titular? When I showed you that Monica edit.
Ari and I were watching edits the other night and Ari pulled up a Monica edit. And I said, Ariel, and what are you doing?
What did I say? I was like, I can't help it. She eats. Like, I fear she does.
Okay. Like, now, I know this part by heart, but Alexi got asked, she goes, I think you know what I'm going to ask. We have a certain relationship on the show that everyone's dying to know more about. And he goes, oh, I already know where this is going. And then she goes, will this certain slow burn continue or something like this? And he goes, I know what he said. He said, basically, confirmed that. Chinford is back.
Rookie, maybe
Try and stick a little close to the real, which is Academy graduates. No, I think
for us, it's a few weeks with a new.
Now, kind of hopeful moment.
Right.
I related as someone who can fall asleep at the drop of a pin, so okay. I totally get it.
You got that?
Will this slow burn be continuing?
What can I say about that?
Shh. No, go ahead. You tell.
Nathan.
I think we're heading for the end game. Let's put it that way.
We're heading for the end game!
We have put them through the ringer. We have, I think, earned the next chapter.
Yeah. Oh my god, wait. The wing. Do you want to talk about the theory next?
Yes. But he basically confirmed that Chinfred is endgame. He said that we deserve it. After everything that we've been through.
Thank you, Lexi. Thank you.
And he did say, which is something I really respected and I never really thought about. He said the reason why he broke them up was obviously, or something like this. But he said basically that, I'm paraphrasing, but that he wanted to add drama. But he said something important about adding drama into a show is that you can't let it go on too long. Like a
period.
Breakup or something like that.
Thank you.
Because then it won't become drama anymore. Which makes so much sense. And I'm like, Tim Minear could never. Okay. Well, the next on the list is Melissa Hand Fury.
Yes.
Okay, guys. Melissa. What?
Okay, I'm so excited. Okay, so pretty much, guys, Miss Melissa, she's been obviously posting like behind the scenes photos, other people have, but in every photo, people have been noticing that she has been covering, isn't it her right hand?
It's one hand. I think it's the hand.
She's covering her hand. If you see this, her hand is behind everyone.
Like, it's like strategic too. Like the way she poses, the way she's like shifting.
Yeah, and see in this, she's with, but it's like covered. I haven't looked at TikToks, but I'm sure. Like as you can see, this is her with Eric.
And it's like
on a beach. It's not even... Wait, Ali Bay. This is like hiking, and I think this is just. Wait, is this where we get?
And Tim Bradford would Tim Bradford would never be on a beach if it wasn't for a special occasion.
Yes, or it was like the path, the like a hiking path, one of the two. Yes. Anyways, Melissa has been covering her hand, and people think it's because there's an engagement ring. And honestly, like, look, you have to agree. I'm agreeing.
Normally I wouldn't show up and really
weird that it's like every photo. Like if I saw one photo and she was doing it, I'd be like, but like
and it's not even like normally I don't even jump into these theories, even if it's multiple photos. But it's the way that it's like seems strategic. Like the way
she wants us to notice that like her hand is covered.
And when she, like, reposted this post on her story, she said something like, if it's not a spoiler if I didn't post it first, or something like that. And I was like, ah! Oh, speaking of Chinfred Nation, Derek basically confirmed that either Lucy is moving out, or something's going up in the roommate world, because he posted a picture of Lucy and Selena in a frame, and I'm like, is this in the apartment, or is this...
Right, and also, he also confirmed that Lucy's back on day shifts, because he posted that video with, I think it was Lizeth, oh my god, did he follow with Lizeth, and Melissa, Melissa was back in day. Also, Melissa's looking so cutesy. Like, oh, she's giving season 7. I mean, she's giving season 7 Lucy again, and I'm so happy. Like, her past two seasons, She's just been eating it up.
We forgot to talk about this last week, but Lucy has been wearing a lot of plain clothes.
Yes! Oh my goodness, that too.
And we're like near NDE or undercover. And I'm honestly kind of thinking in between the two.
Yeah, honestly, I could see either. I don't know.
I've seen multiple pictures of her in plain clothes.
Okay, no, because she's still in cop. I was going to say, what if like a detective thing related to the detective exam happens? But no, because she's been in cop stuff. But the not thing like is that
I've seen multiple photos at this point now of her.
Okay, and also she's done a lot of SWAT stuff though too. I've been noticing a lot of like more SWAT like FBI
or just like
vibes,
or like just the over. Or like just like the Kevlar vest. Like she's been wearing vest a lot.
Yes, I was gonna say yes. It's giving like she. I don't know what's going on.
But what's important is that it's in plain clothes. It's not in a cop uniform with the vest on like everyone else I've seen. She's been in plain clothes. If these
yeah, like on. A blue shirt and like black pants.
Or like something. It's giving Angela when she wears her little tight shirts that she wears under
yes,
her blazer.
Yes, I was gonna say it's giving like FBI. It's giving like FBI.
So and, like, I don't really know what's going on with that, but it makes me
yeah,
happy.
I'm excited. I'm excited for whatever's going on with that.
Okay, next on the news is that Ani Rood, who plays Robbie, if you guys don't know, and Oliver have been dueling out on Instagram this week.
Oh my god, you show me this. It sent me.
Well, it's not just on comments right now. They've been beeping on Instagram stories too.
This is sending me. I'm sorry.
They have been okay, guys. So Oliver Stark, he's like a big gym bro. Like he's always at the gym. Like if he's not at work, he's posting that he's at the gym. And like he literally goes to the gym before work and after work. Because he's a freak. And so he'll do this thing where he'll go, because Aisha, apparently Ani Rood, I knew Aisha and Oliver go to the same gym, but I didn't, because they post about being at the same gym all the time, but I didn't know that Ani Rood also goes to this gym, and so Oliver, if they're not there with him, he'll post, like, where are you at Ani Rood, Prashadi, and Prashadi, and at Aisha. Like, he always is like, where are you at? And, like, last week, like, their first day of production, he was, like, on set, and they were in the dressing room, and he was like, Ani Rood, where were you this morning?
Bro.
And then Ani Rood went to the gym and a couple days ago and Oliver wasn't there. And so he goes, Oliver, where are you at? And I was like, what is happening right now?
Wait, Ali Bay, I'm going to be right back. I have to blow my nose, but you can keep talking about this. Okay.
Okay, like what I was saying, yeah, they've been beeping. It's very funny to watch. Okay, last piece of news is that 911 officially in production, everyone. They posted on Instagram. Everyone is there. They all posted their little first day of school pictures with a little letter board. They're all there. Everyone's happy. It's good. It's a good day in the hood over at 911. And we officially basically have what Buddy Cannon's going to look like. Eddie brought back the slut strand. They took away the gel, like everyone asked, and everyone's so happy about it. And Oliver brought back the curls, and they're like even more curly than I know I talked about this last week, but like they're even more curly than last season, and I am so happy about it. My boys both have, well, actually I can't say that about Ryan, but Eddie has my favorite look right now, and I'm so excited.
Yay. Good.
But we basically know what Buddy Cannon's going to look like. They were wearing plain clothes in the pictures. So I'm like, I was like, they're going to make out in these outfits. Obviously.
Out in these outfits. Hell.
Right? Bro. Obviously. Bro. Okay. I think we're done with the news.
Yes.
But we do have a very exciting activity today. Yes. Everyone, drum roll, please. Ladies and gentlemen, listeners of the Playlist and Plotlines podcast, welcome to the Hiatus Award Show.
Hype it up, hype it up, hype it up. Yeah! Woo!
Welcome to the Hiatus Award Show.
Me? Oh my god, wait. Okay, so earlier, my mom found these things. Before I would start school every year, she would send out, like, these little letters to my teachers, like, explaining Turner syndrome and, like, various other
things. My mom did that, too!
And, like, in them, she wrote, like, things that I was into every year and, like, things I learned to do over the summer. So, in my kindergarten one, it said I liked singing. And then, in like, the things I learned over the summer, it said that I learned how to make my own songs. Because I was just singing random shit. Like, just coming up with random shit to say.
My mom would do that, too.
Yeah. So, that was cutesy to look at. My mom said she should send the one she's into my 4K teachers to my professors this year, and I was like, okay. Like, my 4K one was like, and we were deciding what would be on my list for things I learned this summer, like, this year. And my mom was like, working 40 hours, how to work 40 hours, how to keep your room, how to just leave stuff all over the house. I was like, yep.
Accurate. How to do a podcast.
Right. Yeah. But yeah. And we were just deciding like what would be on there. But yeah. Anyways, into the Hiatus Sports Show. So that just reminded me.
Okay. Okay. The first category of the award show is performance-based award.
Okay, period. Period. Period.
Woo! Okay, I highlighted these.
Okay,
love that. Did you look at the highlights?
Yes. Let me go look at the... Let me go pull them up just so I remember.
Because I highlighted them
and I've just been busy, so, like, okay.
I highlighted them.
So the performance... Oh, okay, I get you. Okay, so we're doing... Okay. Yeah,
I just wanted to do all of those. Like,
all the performance ones?
Yeah. If it's, like, the categories highlighted, I just wanted to do all of them. We have a lot of time, so we have...
We do. That is true.
So, let's get started. If you want to add any that I didn't highlight, just let me know.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I'm good. Because we got some time. Okay, so the first one we're going to do is most dramatic scene stealer. Seth?
Oh, yes.
He's so dramatic.
The whole, like... when his leg
bro.
That was so dramatic.
Do you have another one, or are you good with that?
No, actually, Steph Ridley is a great answer for that. Because okay. I can think of so many scenes where, like, I'm just like, why are you so dramatic?
No, right. Okay.
The scene where, like, example, the leg be cut off. And I would not say that about anyone but Steph Ridley. Like,
no,
I'd be like,
no, oh. Because the scream, I'm sorry. Like,
Patrick Ace.
We love, like, Patrick, guys. Guys, we love Patrick. Patrick is our king.
Patrick is an amazing actor. Like, we've already seen that in the maybe 5 episodes he was in this season, but, like, wow.
Seth?
Amazing.
Like, Seth is just dramatic. Like, it's just the case. Like,
okay, let's see.
That's monologue.
No, I was thinking of the scenes that he was dramatic in. You got the leg, the scene,
oh my God, this
where,
scene.
During the fire, where he's like,
yes, the dinner party scene, low-key dramatic too.
That was all Lucy, though. He was just sitting there
eating.
That
was on Melissa, like, and Dylan, but, like, still.
He caused it, though. Seth, like. Yeah. But Seth, during that scene during the fire, where he's like, I cannot believe that the weather service didn't tell us about this. I raised hell on those people. I'm like, bro, pipe down. You're the one that caused this.
And right, then, like, just let it go, bro. Let it go.
And then where they were trying to convince him to make him do the blood draw to save his job. And I feel like he is the only person in that whole station that wouldn't submit to a blood draw, even if they were guilty, because if you have any chance of saving your job, it would just be submitting to it. Even if it came back, like, false, you might still be able to keep your job.
This is literally, like, when the police or, like, your job asks you to do a blood draw, fucking do the blood draw. Because even if you're guilty, because then at least they, like, I don't know. It's just, I don't ever understand that. When people will, like, be asked by, like, the police to do, like, a blood or, like, a urine sample for, like, drug or, like, alcohol content, yes, when they're driving
and
or whatever.
It just makes me so mad, like, because.
And they'll be like, I'm a drunk. And the officer will be like, oh, do you want to do a breathalyzer? And they're like, no. I'm like.
Like, my thing is, especially with his, like, it wasn't something that was going to take away from his, like, policemanship. It, like, a drug or alcohol thing. It would, most likely, if, Gray is also very understanding. Like, the amount of shit
Gray is not the type of, like, commanding officer just be, like, an asshole. Like, he's really not. Like,
the amount of shit Tim pulled in season 6 and still got to keep his job, like,
even season 1. Do I, like, the unhingedness of Tim in season 1 when he's, like, dealing with all the Isabel stuff, and, like, he almost plants drugs in her house. I mean, like, gets rid of drugs in her house.
And then the whole season 6 thing when he, like, was, like, didn't come true about the, like, files and stuff. I'm just like.
Right. Like, I don't. Yeah. It's not.
Just, like,
it's not.
I'm like, especially with, like, a medical thing like that. There would probably still be a way, even though Gray hated him from the beginning, there was still probably a way where he probably could have ended up keeping his job.
Right, like, I don't get that. Like, it's just
okay. Best monologue. I gotta go. I don't know if we should. I think we should do. I don't think we should do, like, a person. I can just picture the monologue I'm thinking of right now.
Okay. Period. Which one are you thinking of?
Actually, I'm thinking of 2, but they're both related.
Wait, which one? Sorry.
Mark Sloan disease, but you're a disease.
Oh, wait, are we doing the whole, like, not just this season?
No, I was just thinking of a monologue.
Yes, yes. If we are just speaking of monologues, yes. I want, Yes, that one is so good. I'm infected. It's like I'm infected by Mark Sloan.
If I had that playing, I could quote that whole thing.
Right! Like, oh, Chigler, queen.
Or, okay, and then.
I miss her.
And this is really funny because it's also related to the situation. But it's either that one or the meant to be speech that Mark did.
Mark and Lexi were just always pulling out insanely good monologues. Like, that just was.
So who do we think should win the cake?
I want to go with the infected by Mark Sloan.
I feel like just the way, like, her words and just, like, the way she spoke
it's that. Just, like, I don't know. Like, guys, sometimes, I don't know if you ever get this urge, Ellie, but sometimes I just want to go into a dramatic monologue like that. I almost did that on work. I was low-key serving that at work.
Okay.
On Thursday.
Oh, I know the answer to this one.
Ooh, what is it? What is it? What is it?
Best ugly cry goes to Evan Buckley.
You know what? I'll give it to him, even though I've never.
Wait, let me show you.
I've like seen him cry. I feel like I'm gonna live. I'm gonna laugh and love free. Wait, I want to make bracelets tonight. Anyways, sorry. Skimming Seth, but not like actually.
That's when Bobby died.
Like, aww. He's such a baby. Oh.
So okay. I have a feeling. I think he has to take the cake for that.
No, I'll give you that.
Can you think of anyone else? We could do a runner-up.
I'll give it Evan. I feel like we should do like one. I mean, let's think about who else has a really good ugly cry. Oh,
Meredith Grey.
Yes, let's give one up here. Okay, what's the next one?
Best face acting, no dialogue needed. Ooh. Oh, this one goes Kyler Lee during the meant to be speech. She said three words in the whole thing.
Meant to
be. No. Okay. Next one. They deserved better award. I kind of want to give this to Lexi Gray again.
I'm sorry. Yes. And like, who else do I feel like deserved?
Jackson West.
Yeah, Avery, Jackson, both of them.
Oh,
Alex.
Most,
the way Alex left was so unceremonious.
Okay, next one is. Oh, wait, we're in the emotional plus growth category. I never said that.
Ooh, Alex. Alex.
Oh, yeah, we could give biggest glove to him, professional or professional. We'll give professional glove to him. Okay. Most consistently unhinged. I really want to give this to Schmitty.
Yes, give it to Schmitty. Yes, yes. That is the correct answer. Uh-huh. Like, the only other one I can think of is, like, maybe Richard. I'd say maybe he's, like, runner-up.
Okay. Next category, romance and ships. Woo! This is our favorite.
Yes, we love talking about ships.
Okay, best slow burn.
Chem burn.
Obvious. Buddy can be close runner up for that.
And Gemily too. Oh, who said that? Must have been the
Oh, wait. Chitford's gonna win another one in this.
Oh, okay. Then we'll give it to Buddy or Gemily.
No. Hey, Chitford can get it.
Okay. Runners up are Buddy and
most unexpected chemistry. Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, April and Jackson.
Yes.
Or Lexi and Mark. Lexi, Mark, or April and Jackson. I mean, like, Lexi and Mark, honestly, I can see a little bit more. But,
I would honestly have to go J-April. J-April was
April hooked up with Jackson once and turned into a completely different person, I feel like. Like, obviously, she still had, like, the same values at her core. But, like, hooking up with Jackson, April is so different than post hooking up with Jackson April. Like, I don't know. It's like a switch.
Yes, and like
I miss them.
Huh?
I said I miss them. I miss them.
Okay. I would also say that J-April, like, was one of the only couples that, like, the start of it didn't get spoiled to me. And I remember watching that for the first time and being so dumbfounded about what just happened.
That was awesome. I love that it didn't get spoiled for you. That's awesome. It didn't really get spoiled for me either, honestly. I don't think I, like, registered.
I think I've, like, heard about them getting together, but I didn't know how it happened.
No, that's real.
Okay, most unexpected. Oh, wait, shit that got done dirty. I was gonna say that can go to Chinford.
Yeah. We can give that to Chinford. Love my babies, but.
Okay, best first kiss.
Ooh. Chinford's pretty good for that, can't lie.
Yeah.
Who else? April and Jackson, too.
April and Jackson, they have to win that. I mean, like, them just, like, it just cuts them to...
Wait, I want to find that scene. Can I just watch that scene really quick? Because it's so cute. Well,
it's just, like, completely out of the blue. Because, like...
Yeah, Jackson and April first... First kiss. Okay, where is this? Oh, wait, no, this is their hookup in the...
It was at the hotel, wasn't it?
Yes, I actually think I know where this is. Sorry, I'm just going to have to quickly go to Hulu. Because the scene that's on there that I saw was the one where they hook up in the, like, in the middle of the boards in the bathroom.
Okay, can I talk about that scene real quick while you're looking this up? Because...
Yes.
The way Sean Leroy... The beautiful way that Shonda Rhimes wrote this scene. I mean...
Okay, here, let me put it up.
The beautiful way that Shonda Rhimes wrote this scene.
I got it.
Play it for the people.
Stop doubting yourself. We freaking kicked that guy's ass in there. We are gonna kick his test ass.
How come you're so confident? How does that come?
I'm a soldier.
Yeah, I still don't know what that means. April.
Should I not have done that?
I am.
To say so.
You're. You're a virgin.
Yes, because my whole life since I was a kid, I had this idea of how my life was supposed to be, these rules that I was supposed to follow, but I'm not a kid. I'm not the same person I was when I started my residency.
Here's the thing about this first kiss. I just need to say, like, the way Shonda Rhimes made
like, the fact he goes, she goes, I'm a soldier, and he goes, I still don't know what that means, and she just leans in and kisses him.
Well, the fact that also, like, it was completely out of the blue, there wasn't any, like, flirtiness between them before this happened.
Okay, I will say, there was moments that he was very protective of her, but, like, nothing was, like, out of the ordinary.
It was like friendship. It's like, it was like Mare and Alex. Like, it wasn't.
Yes.
That I can tell they're gonna be a relationship type of thing.
That's like, fair. I see what you're saying with that.
But, like, you think about this. They were at the hotel bar. April got drunk. April punches competition. Jackson freaks out. They go upstairs. You're thinking, oh, Jackson walking her to her room, especially because she's drunk. Great man. You know, like, his mom raised him
right.
And then they just kiss. Like, especially if that's not spoiled to you. I mean, like, it really just came out of the blue. And, like, even Jackson was surprised by it. Like, it...
No, and it was so cute. Like, the way he's like, April. And she's like, should I have not done that? And he's like, no, like, and he's like, immediately, like, he wants something with her. But he's also trying to be so respectful because he goes, the way you're kissing me right now, you're virgin. Like, he's, like, trying to remind himself that, like, she's unattainable. And she's, like, yeah, because, like, and he's, like, I don't know, like, he's just trying to be so respectful of her. And, like, he's completely willing to walk away. And, like, I don't know, you know? Like, he's trying to be so respectful of her. And, like, her goals in life. Like, that is one thing Jackson has always been of April. He has never tried to push her to do anything. He's always let her be herself. And I really appreciate that because April needs that in a man.
Okay. The last one in this category is couple that needs a timeout. I have an answer for this one.
What is it?
Can we give it to Joe Link?
I was going to say, actually, give it to Joe. I was going to say Joe Link. Uh-huh. Let's give it to Joe Link, y'all. Boofah couple. I hate most them. I'm sorry.
Unrealistic but iconic moment. Oh. I have one.
What is it?
When Chimney had the rod through the rebar rod through his head. Talk about iconic. First character NDE of the show. I mean, like, crazy. That was pretty iconic. I have to say, you've watched
it. It was.
I just remember him. My favorite part of that whole episode, and it wasn't even longer than like a 10 seconds, was Chimney says, "I want to see what's going on, like, so I can help," because like, Hin was there, but like, it was, you know, obviously he was driving a small car. It was like hard for them to like all, you know, sandwich in there. And so I think he was like wanting to see it so he could like try to help, like bounce off ideas with Hin. Because no one else was a paramedic. Because Eddie wasn't on the show at the time. So like, but I just remember him like asking Bobby to pull out his phone to like video it so he could see what was going on. And he goes, oh, that's not good. Or like, oh wait, no, it was before that. And he goes, Buckley, give it to me straight. How bad is it? And Buck goes, oh, it's not that bad. And Hin just like looked at him and was like, what? So, Do you have any others for most iconic but unreal? Most unreal.
No, unrealistic? I like that. I like that. I'll agree with you there.
Okay, the next one, I feel like we'll both. Oh, maybe this. Oh, I want to do this one. Okay, I know we didn't.
It's fine. We have time.
We have a lot of time, actually. Can we just do all of them in this action emergency specific one? Because these are fun.
Why not? Like, how many? Like, honestly, we still got at least half an hour.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, that's fine.
The only ones that we skipped most of are the emotional growth ones, but those ones are kind of boring. They're, like, most underrated.
They kind of are, because it's just repeats. Like, we know what characters have had emotional growth. Like, yeah.
Most, they would go viral. The most, this would go viral on TikTok. No, I'm thinking either Lucy posting a TikTok about how her roommate started dating her rookie that ended up lying about how he had cancer.
Oh my god, okay. Actually, this is the one I'm thinking of. It is a trauma salad candy bowl, like back when that trend was a thing. And it's Lucy, or it's who the fuck did my roommate date? And it's like,
wait, no, it'd be Tamara. Wait,
because you know, like Tamara. Yes, and it's just Tamara doing it.
Yes, she'd be like, "Who the fuck did I marry? It was my roommate's rookie officer who ended up lying that he had cancer." And,
no, it's like, you know, the, like, did you watch the Who the Fuck Did I Marry one where it's just, like,
Brooke Schofield? I watched it was airing.
Not just Brooke, but there was a girl that did that before. Like, that's where the Who the Fuck Did I Marry trend came from. And she did, like, 80, like, I don't even know how many parts. Like, it was just this random girl talking about this guy. And so that's where, like, the Who the Fuck Did I Marry comes from. So I genuinely think that she would do, like, an 8-part thing and just go through, like, step by step, and I would be invested. Like, I hate to say it, I would be invested. Like,
but just like, she'd be like, yeah, it was my roommate's rookie officer who ended up lying that he had cancer and lying to me about it, and then spending his
she'd go into more detail, but like
spending his $10,000 in back pay on my engagement ring.
No, yeah, I would. She'd go into more detail, but yeah, like that vibe.
Okay, best emergency call, most wild or emotional. I feel like this is gonna have to be one on 911. I mean,
yeah, because 911 sounds just unhinged with their like.
They are so unhinged. I mean. I would say the best emergency call, here's the thing, because there's crazy emergency calls, and then there's always an opening and closing emergency of the season, and those are different, because they just start out with the emergency, they're not actually getting called to it. I would say the craziest, off the top of my head, the craziest, like, just call would probably be the tiger that was in the lady's apartment.
No, yeah, I can see that.
And she didn't want him, and she like, he like attacked her landlord, and she didn't want him to be released. That happened this last season. I was like, what?
No, yeah.
Coolest save.
Ooh.
I feel like La Fiera. Like, them saving.
Yes.
I mean, them saving Angela from La Fiera, the amount of planning that took with between out of just Nyla. I mean, she was the one that came out with the idea with the Pitocin to get her out of there.
Why? And like, I mean, even Lucy being at home and helping them and like all that shit, like it was so good.
And we got Guatemala Tim. So I'm like,
oh, exactly. Exactly. My man.
He's my man. What are you saying?
Actually, I'll let you have him. I have a girlfriend. I'm good.
I don't have a boyfriend, so I just have to take all my fictional boyfriends. You have to do with
Guatemala Tim. Yeah.
And my fictional husband right here.
Girl. Okay.
Okay, the next one is the Why Are You Not Dead award. Now, No! It's saying for the character surviving the impossible. It's saying, like,
okay, yeah. I was joking.
I mean, yeah, but that's not different. That's not different.
Meredith.
Yeah, I was going to say Meredith, and runner-up would have to be Evan Buckley himself.
Yeah, uh-huh. But just, we don't have to explain either of those, I don't think.
Okay. Comedy and Chaos. Funniest scene. Okay, I feel like we should do one from each show.
Okay, for funniest scene. Okay, Grace. This man is a whore. He has always been a whore, will always be a whore. I think that's probably mine. Oh, isn't there that one moment where who is it that just rocks into a, like, several people having sex? Like, in the house? And it's like...
I don't know who that was, but that was so... It's not even, like, considered to be, like, if you look at rankings or something, or anything like that, but it is one of the funniest episodes of the whole show, is when Derek's mom comes in the town.
Yes!
And Derek is in, like, surgery or something all day, so, like, of course, the only person she wants to talk to besides Meredith, and she got weirded out by Meredith in like the first like 5 minutes of her being there, was Mark, and was just like, and one of my favorite scenes is her going, "They're sleeping," like she at first thought it was Meredith. And then she goes, "No." He's like, no, not this time. I promise. And he goes, it's actually her sister. She's one of the, and she goes, "Oh, okay. I didn't know Meredith had a sister." And he's like, "Yeah, she's one of the new interns." And then she goes, oh, Mark. Oh, okay. And then she goes, "Which one is it?" And he, like, gulps.
Oh, my God. And she goes up and, like, interrogates Lexi. And she's like,
"No, but no, but he, like, gulps and goes,
I have a ticket."
The one with the juice box. And I was like, of course, Lucy. The juice box. The Wheat Cookies episode. My favorite part of that Wheat Cookies episode.
I love the Wheat. This house smells like Owen. No, wait. This chip smells like Owen.
Oh, no. It's the room. They were trying to put Alex in the room.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what it was. If it was chip or room, this room smells like Owen. And he just laughed.
No, they put Alex in that, like, their guest room for the tour, and he comes out, and Amelia's like, why'd you come out? And he goes, it smells like Owen in there. And she's like, what are we gonna do? And he goes, I don't know, you guys are screwed.
And like, or, when Meredith and or, April, I mean, Bailey and April going,
but,
Wait, and then when Arizona goes, oh, there was weed in the cookies, and Joe goes, you knew there was weed in the cookies, and Arizona goes, oh yeah.
But out of all of that, my favorite part of the episode is just them shooting to DeLuca, just patting the walls around the hospital because he thinks it's Sam.
When Amelia goes up to Alex and goes, Alex, did you have a cookie? And it goes, yeah, I had a cookie. Is there more cookies?
Alex is a big back.
Okay, you do 911, then we can do the rookie.
Oh my gosh. 911. There's so many. That show's basically a comedy show.
Dude, choose like three really good moments. How about?
Like, kind of like what we did. Let's just do that. Like, choose some really good moments.
We choose like three really funny moments.
This is from season one, so it's still Buck 1.0. And it was like at the very beginning of the show, like one of the first episodes. And Hen and Buck are playing some sort of like firefighter simulator game on the TV. In the loft. Children. And, Buck, like, runs into some people on the screen or something like that. And Hen goes, you know, you're supposed to be going to the emergency, not calling the emergency. And then he goes, ugh, flesh, it's a flesh wound, Obamacare, right? And she, like, hits him. I don't know why I find it so funny, but I will never not be able to not die laughing in that. Another good one is when they were at this hoarder's house and Buck, they had like a bowling ball as one of their traps and Buck got hit, like smacked out of the window with the bowling ball. Oh, and then my favorite one, all of these that have to do with Buck. But, the funniest scene! Oh my gosh, how could I forget? The Uber scene! The Uber scene from the Bachelorette episode. The Bachelor Party episode, where they're at the chimney and never shows up. So they're like, how are we gonna get all, and they're like, you need to shut down the party or something like that. And they're like, where are we gonna go? Like, oh, we need to go back to the hotel. How are we gonna get there? Chimney was supposed to be our ride. And they're like talking about it. Buck's like, we can get an Uber. And then Eddie's like, Uber! And then it's like,
wait, yeah. You showed me that scene. That was so funny.
Okay, and then, oh, The Rookie. That show is a comedy.
Right, okay, any of the documentary episodes are so funny. Oh my god, okay, I have a good one. When Aaron, he finds, Dim's body, and he goes, on the body.
Yes!
I found the body of Sergeant Tim Bradford, and it's like whatever street. And Tim, like, looks at everyone confused. He goes, I'm at the station.
Another good one is when Smitty and Nolan are going against each other for the union rep. And Smitty is, like, trying to campaign, and he, like, was giving out water bottles, and everyone was so excited about these little water bottles, and then Nolan grabbed one. He gave one to Nolan, and Nolan, like, picked it up, and, like, I don't know how Nolan was the first one that noticed this, but he goes, this water bottle is opened. And Schmitty was like, yeah. They're refillable. They're recyclable.
And he goes, where did you get the water?
My bathroom. He goes, my bathroom sink.
What's a
good one? The flower bomb. That's a good one, too.
Yes! I love the flower bomb with Chenford.
The whole football episode. I have that picture up there.
The whole football episode. Yes! That was so cute. Us for Grace, the baseball episode is really funny.
Yes. Okay.
Ooh, right at the boob. Okay, what's the next one?
Oh. Best one-liner.
I don't know. That's really hard. That's, like, impossible to think of. You can give out one if you can think of one. I just cannot think of one.
I mean, it's a flesh wound, Obamacare. That was pretty good.
That's good. Okay, yeah, let's go with that. Or I'm at this, like, when any of the lines from, like...
Oh my god, I have a good one.
When Lucy's singing, like, the flex and flow, and bopping. My body's never stopping. Flex and flow. And Tim, like, gives her a look, and she goes, can I be interviewed alone? Or what are you saying? You were my teacher.
Yes! Oh, that's a good one. Oh, mine was from 911. So one of the first episodes, Bobby starts doing, like, trying to create a dating profile. And and of course the rest of the station finds it. And they, like, start making fun of him about it because it's, like, really, really cringy. And, he said his favorite food is flan. And they're like, flan? He goes, good flan is the bomb!
Bro. Me. He's also not real.
Or, Bobby was cooking one day, because Bobby always cooked. And, yeah, he ate. Chimney, I don't remember if he was out because of something, or, like, he just came to this, I don't remember. I think he, like, came up or something. I can't remember.
Yeah.
He came upstairs while Bobby was cooking.
Yeah.
And he was like, ugh, like, why don't we have any cook food today, and, like, warm food today, and Bobby was, like, or something like that, and Bobby goes, because Bobby had made sushi, and Bobby goes, you're not gonna eat my sushi? He, like, crashes out. It's so funny.
Okay, what's the next one? Oh, wait, actually, no. Also, can I put this room smells, the room smells like Owen?
Yes. Okay. Oh, okay. Most dramatic overreaction. Oh, no. Gray with the portrait.
Yes. That looks like him. Yes. Oh my god, wait, no, the other really funny one-liner is when that guy jumps on the porch and starts slashing it and he goes, climate change!
Climate change?
Yeah, climate the guy change? Who slashes Gray's porch, the portrait that Gray's obsessed with, he slashes and he goes, climate change!
Oh my gosh.
Okay, what's the
messiest queen?
Angela.
I was gonna say figuratively and literally.
Yes, both. Oh.
Best.
Why is there a grilled cheese in the closet? I got hungry.
Chastity.
Yes! Chastity's on that list too.
Best use of a side character. My heart wants to go with Oscar Hutchinson.
Yes!
I really feel like it should go to Pete. I mean,
Pete Nolan's and Oscar brother. Both are really good, and Chastity too. I like.
Well, I the episode where Nolan and Bailey go into like the Wild West, like in Encino or yes! something like that, because Nolan had to get moved during the whole like investigation after Armstrong. Or no, why did he have to get moved? I can't remember.
It was some reason. Like, oh, I know. Because that guy, the union guy, was pissed at him. And so he moved him, like, out of spite.
Yes.
Right
yes,
when, like, the detective's exam was.
The TO exam.
It was the TO. Sorry. I meant the TO.
But, oh my gosh, I just remember that I never laughed that hard watching the rookie.
No, really. It's so funny.
Than I did that day. Okay, first off, you had him running away from the camper. That was hilarious. Then you have Bailey literally taking out this dude in a pool by herself. And
it was the girl.
Literally
fast asleep.
Pete, not even 50 feet away from Bailey fighting with this girl is in the camper, like, falling asleep, and the way that they just shoot back and forth from her and Nolan, like, fighting out these bad guys, and then Pete going, like, it's so funny.
No, it is so funny. I cackle.
I almost peed my pants. I could not stop laughing.
Oh, that's so real, because it's actually so funny. Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, She's the Moment Award, most iconic scene or entrance, obviously Addison Shepherd. I mean.
Yes, I was going to say Addison. Yeah, uh-huh.
I mean, Addison Montgomery, but at the time, she was Addison Shepherd.
Addison Montgomery Shepherd. She's always will be Montgomery Shepherd to me. I don't care. I'm not used to calling her Montgomery, even though she's been Montgomery for more than a year. Me.
This was their. I still have 3 more days on out of 5.
Oh, I'm sorry, Allie Bae. I don't have to work again until Monday, and then I work 1 day, then 3 days in a row,
and then I'm off for 2 days, then one, then 3 days in a row, then off one, then on, and then I'm done for the summer. That's crazy.
Okay. The next one is, this was their Reputation Era Award, the biggest character shift. I feel like that has to go to Alex Karev.
Yeah.
Amelia.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like if we're talking about reputation, Amelia.
Okay, the next one is the main pop girl energy award. I have an answer for this immediately.
Joe Wilson.
Oh, no, I was going to say Lucy Chin.
Okay, no, Lucy also, yeah, Lucy. But also, Joe also gives off, like,
the way she just, like, acts, and then, like, when she did the American Idol.
Yes.
Okay, the next one is plot. I don't know her. Most ridiculous storyline. Not one that just made us mad, but, like, one that's, like, truly just, like,
I think you can answer for a 9-1-1-1. Like, pick one of those, because I can't think of something for other shows that's, like, highly unrealistic.
Oh. I feel like it was just, like, the most ridiculous storyline. It wasn't necessarily the craziest.
Yeah, just choose the most ridiculous.
It was in... it was in season 2. Yeah, because it was right after Eddie joined. They got called to a fire at a bank. And the bank robbers had put the money in the engine, and the 118 had gotten framed, and each one of them had to go in and, like, answer questions, and
that's so funny.
It was so funny. And Buck went in, and, like, they were explaining, trying to, like, get him to answer questions, and they were, like, just explain, because, you know, like, in The Rookie, they all, like, explain, like, what their report says on what happened, and, like, see what they say about it. Well, they did that to Buck, and Buck, poor Buck, he's just so confused all the time. He goes, hold on. I'm so confused. Can we start over?
Me. He's so funny.
I feel like that was just like, like, why are we getting pranked?
Oh, right. Okay, is there any more?
Or, Bobby having to be on the Firefighter TV show.
Yes, or the Lucy American Idol.
I feel like another That wasn't a storyline.
I know, but that was funny, though. That was a funny moment. They're having twins. That's another good one-liner.
Oh, I know. When, when Wesley was suspended and he was working at the community center, and that one kid made them do all those videos.
Yes, that was so funny.
Or the Metro Swap episode where she got literally everyone involved, like Schmitty.
Yes! Oh my god, that was really funny too. Okay, I think that's all of the... But I had fun doing that. We should do this, like, every, like, year.
Because that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Okay, well.
Peace out, you guys.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Love you, guys. Love you, guys.
Peace out, Girl Scout. See you next week.
See you next week, chat. See you next week.
Okay.